And good evening, everyone, and welcome in to the UFC Fight Cards podcast presented by Orange Fire Media. I'm your host, Russ Renault. Thanks for joining us here after fight night at the Apex in Las Vegas. So this was a late one. So it's almost 12:30 here, Central Time. Pretty late for a fight night, more like a pay-per-view. But here we are anyway, right after the main event between number 5 ranked Jared Cannonier, number 12 ranked Caio Barrijo. So we will get to that in just a second. Just want to say thanks to everybody who joined us last week. We had our biggest show ever last week. We had almost 200 views on our live main event coverage. So really appreciate everybody tuning in for Dricus du Plessis and Israel Adesanya. You know, we can't show the fight and we can't give the sound or anything, but everybody, you know, was able to come in and listen to what I had to say about the fight. And we just had our biggest show, had a few more subscribers sign up this week. So every time that you know, you sign up, you'll know exactly when we're on, because we come on right after the fight. So that could be any time. You know, it's anywhere from 11 at night to right now, almost 12:30. So if you subscribe, you'll get an alert and you'll know exactly when I come on, because I just, you know, turn off the TV, run in here, get everything set up real quick and jump on. So I kind of have everything kind of ready to go. And so we just get going. So we're going to have a pretty quick show tonight. Like I said, it's late. So we'll run through these pretty quick because, you know, there's a couple of big fights here to talk about. And we have a big schedule that you know, we can go through. A lot more dates added, not so much fights, but at least we know pretty much the rest of the UFC schedule through pretty much the end of the year. So let's get right to it. So this main event just ended, and what a fantastic fight. This is an awesome fight. I wasn't expecting this. Like, this, you know, it just wasn't on my radar. It's like a night that I was just really just looking forward to. But, man, what a main event. Middleweight division, number 12, Caio Barrijo, defeating Jared Cannonier, a unanimous decision. Jared Cannonier ranked in the top 5, had challenged for the title before, and Barrijo just brought it and almost knocked Cannonier out in the 3rd, and then almost knocked him out there and again in the 5th. It probably could have stopped it there in the 5th round, but they were willing to let Cannonier go and see this one out, and he did. He made it to the end, but what a fight and what a performance. So we'll see how high Barrijo moves up in the rankings. You know, some things that's weird to me, that people will say, like, this guy's number 12, and then he beat the number 5 guy, and so he should be ranked top 5. And like, in all the years that I've worked in sports, and I had a long career in college athletics, like, you still have to jump over 6 through 11. I mean, they're not just sitting there, you know? So I never get that logic that you're just automatically in the top 5. That's not really how sports are supposed to work, I don't think, because those guys 6 through 11 earn their ranking too. But, you know, different situations, some things just happen and people jump up. But, you know, enough of my, you know, take on that. It's just weird to me to hear, after all the years that I've worked in colleges and stuff and dealing with rankings. And so just kind of funny how that works. I actually, you know, was a voter on a top 25 poll in college football for a while. So I would never do that, let number 12 jump, just take number 5 spot without taking into account 6 through 11. So anyway, enough of that. So go to the co-main event. Tabitha Ricci, ranked number 11 in the women's strawweight division, with a unanimous decision victory over number 9, Angela Hill. So Angela Hill has been around a long time. At least she gets a milestone tonight. Hill, 2,000 significant strikes in the UFC. But she takes a loss here. But this one makes sense. Tabitha Ricci will move into the top 10 this week. That one does make logical sense to me. So Baby Shark getting it done. I think that, you know, what this was is a test for her, to see if she can stand in and strike with somebody who's going to stand there and strike instead of trying to get takedowns and use the grappling. So I think this was kind of an opponent that was tailor-made for Tabitha Ricci to stand in there and say, here's somebody who's going to stand there and bang. So so see what you can do. And, you know, it was okay. She got a lot of work to do in that department, but gets the win nonetheless and was able to stand there. And she really set the pace and never let off the gas and really went after Angela Hill. And it's just, who knows what will happen if she gets a, you know, a better striker down the road, if somebody's able to take advantage of that. But she's got to get better in that department. And I think that's what she's trying to do. That's why she took a fight like this. Big Tabitha Ricci fan. Hope that she continues to get better in that aspect and just get it more well-rounded and become a real contender in the strawweight division, as we see the you know, we're going to see the third straight title fight between Grasso and Shevchenko soon. So you want to see her, you know, make that improvement to get into that class. So a couple other things to touch on. Ryan Loader defeating Robert Valentin for the, you know, in this middleweight matchup. This was the Ultimate Fighter final. TKO in the second round. Loader just taking care of business with a ground and pound and getting the win. So congratulations to him for winning that series. Just a couple more. The main card, Myron Santos defeating Khan Ofley in the featherweight division with a knockout in the second round. And Michael Morales defeating Neil Magny, who used to be ranked in that welterweight division, TKO in the first round. So a real solid showing for Michael Morales. And actually, you know, this is a good fight. Overlooked, kind of, you know, it's kind of teetering on the edge of those rankings. Gerald Meerschaert with a submission win over Edmund Shahbazyan in the middleweight division. Second round submission with an arm triangle. So good night for Gerald Meerschaert. I look for him to move up and, you know, maybe get on the edge of those rankings here pretty soon. So let's get to the rest of the UFC schedule that we have, you know, going forward as we take a look at the schedule coming up. So here's what we've got. We've got next week. Actually, we'll be off next week. So it's Labor Day weekend. And we'll be off. So we only come on the show after UFC events. But, you know, unless something crazy happens, there's some big news that we need to jump on and talk about. But we plan on taking next weekend off, just like the UFC does. Enjoy the opening college football. I mean, there were some games today, some big college football games today, but the bulk of the action happens next weekend. So we'll all be enjoying that. And so we'll be back on September 7th, right after Gilbert Burns, Sean Brady in the welterweight division, number 6 against number 8. That was a pretty good card for a fight night at the Apex, women's flyweight division. Jessica Andrade and Natalia Silver, another number 6 against number 8 matchup. Featherweight division, number 9, Steve Garcia against Kyle Nelson. Flyweight division, number 11, Matt Schnell. Against Alessandro Costa and Trevor Peak and Yanal Ashmuz. Those are the only ranked fights, so we've talked about the other ones. So we'll move on to the next event, which is a huge one. Obviously, Noche UFC, UFC 306, September 14th from the Sphere in Las Vegas. The bantamweight title on the line between its champion Sugar Sean O'Malley and the number one contender Merab Dvalishvili. So, you know, don't have to go into too much detail on that one. We'll give some picks on September 7th on these fights as they get a little bit closer. And again, we've got a third matchup here against Alexa Grasso, the women's strawweight champion, against the former champion, number one contender, Valentina Shevchenko. So this was a submission win by Grasso, then a draw the last time. Now we get the third installment of this one here a year later at this same event. So then we got a featherweight matchup between number 3 Brian Ortega and number 12 Diego Lopez. We were supposed to see this one last month at the pay-per-view, but Ortega had to pull out. So really looking forward to seeing this fight. Raul Rosas Jr. against Aurora Kalang in the bantamweight division, and then a women's bantamweight matchup between number 4 Irina Aldana, number 10, Norma Dumont. So then we go to fight night on September 28th from Paris. Main event in the lightweight division, number 10, Renato Moicano, Gets number 12, Benoit Saint Denis. Fantastic fight there. Middleweight division. And this could be a clash where you see Barajo against the winner of this one. Number 4, Nasruddin Imavov against number 7, Brendan Allen. Barajo called out, you know, the champion Dricus du Plessis, as everyone who's in the top 10 should do. But I think this one makes sense that he get the winner of this matchup next. So light heavyweight division, Ion Kutalaba against Ivan Ursulan, Morgan Scherrer against AJ Cunningham, and Fariz Zayem against Matt Frivola. This one added this week, the return of Jermaine Durandamy, the women's bantamweight division against Nora Cornell. So see Durandamy making a comeback there. Then we move on to UFC 307, October 5th in Salt Lake. So, two more championships on the line here. Light heavyweight matchup between the champion Alex Pereira and number 8, Khalil Roundtree Jr. Women's bantamweight matchup, much anticipated. This one's been in the works for a long time. The champion Raquel Pennington gets the number 1 contender and the former champion Juliana Pena. Then the welterweight matchup, number 9, Stephen Thompson against number 11, Joaquin Buckley. Bantamweight matchup, number 9, Jose Aldo against number 12, Mario Bautista. Middleweight fight here, top 15, number 10, Roman Dolidze against number 15, Kevin Holland. Featherweight division, number 6, Mavsar Evloev against number 8, Aljamain Sterling. And women's bantamweight matchup, number 2 against number 3, Ketlin Vieira and Kayla Harrison. So stacked card for UFC 307. So a fantastic event shaping up in Salt Lake City. So then we have a fight night at the Apex on October 12th. We don't know anything about that one yet. Then we've got another one back to back, October 19th. And I believe those are the last fights at the Apex for a while. They're going to be undergoing renovations at the Apex, so they're going to take like 6 months off, which is fine by most fans, but really it's going to transform the venue is what they say, so it's going to be a much better place to watch fights. So looking forward to seeing what happens on the other side of that, but in the meantime, here we go, UFC 308 in Abu Dhabi on October 26th. Another fantastic card here. Featherweight championship on the line between Ilia Topuria and the number 2 contender, the former champion Max Holloway. Heavyweight matchup between number 2 Ciryl Gane, number 3 Alexander Volkov, Robert Whittaker against Khamzat Chimaev. Light heavyweight matchup here, number 2 Magomed Ankalaev, who has to win this fight if he wants another shot. Whoever wins this fight's getting Pereira, or, you know, should Khalil Roundtree Jr. pull off the upset of all upsets. So Ankalaev and Rakic fighting for the next title shot, I believe. So featherweight matchup here, Laron Murphy, Dan Ige, Jeff Neal, Rafael Dos Anjos, and also another ranked fighter on this card, Marcos Rogério de Lima against Kennedy and Jechkwu. So then we go to fight night, November 2nd, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. So this is a great one at top the card here. Women's flyweight matchup between number 3, Aaron Blanchfield, number 5, Rose Namajunas. And a heavyweight matchup between number 11, Derek Lewis, and number 13, Alexander Romanov. And then you see another ranked fight on this card in the women's flyweight division between Ariane Da Silva and Jasmine Jasudia Vicius, who's been pretty active here this year. You've heard her name a few times here on the show. Then some more events. This one's scheduled for the Apex. So maybe that this is the last one that's scheduled for the year here before those renovations. November 9th. Nothing scheduled for that yet. Then we've got UFC 309, November 16th. That's officially announced this week for Madison Square Garden in New York. And, you know, all signs point to that being John Jones and Stipe Miocic for the heavyweight title, with Tom Aspinall as a backup fighter for either fighter. So, don't know anything else about this card but that, but nothing official on that front. But you'd expect this to be a pretty huge card. But there's so much going on before it. I don't know what's left. We'll see as we get closer what shakes down. So then Fight Night, November 23rd from China. Maybe you see Zhang Weili in a title fight there. That'd be pretty interesting to have that on a Fight Night. Would make sense as what we have going down the rest of the year. So might be nice to have that atop the card there. Then UFC 310, December 7th from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Possible. Well, they said McGregor's not going to return this year, so it's not going to be McGregor Chandler. I'm just going to have to see what happens the rest of the year to see what happens with UFC 310. But, you know, UFC likes to end the year with a bang on that last pay-per-view, so should be something pretty big. We'll speculate more here in the coming months. But we do have one more event, which is kind of a, you know, throw in here at the end. Fight Night, December 14th from Tampa, Florida. Obviously nothing known about this one yet, but should be the last event of the calendar year before the UFC takes a few weeks off, and so will we, to regroup for Christmas and holidays and all that good stuff. So then we'll return in 2025. That should get us through our 100th episode. So we're at number 72. And we are looking forward to getting through the year with 100 episodes by the end of this year. So that is our schedule going forward. And that looks, you know, pretty fun for the rest of the year. I mean, I'm really excited about these cards. They look great. So just a lot of action going on and a lot of great fights that have been put together. And we can't wait to bring you more of those live events. And so we'll do that every chance that we get. The next one's going to be a little bit tricky. I will admit that. But we're still going to be committed to doing that. Got an event that night. But I am going to try to get back and do both of those title fights right here live. So don't worry about that. I will make every effort to get back here and get in here as soon as I can. And I'm going to be here for those last two fights. We're going to do both fights. We're going to do both title fights that night. So we're going to have Grasso Shevchenko, and then we'll just kind of do our recap show in between Grasso Shevchenko and O'Malley and Dvalishvili. So we really appreciate everybody sticking around late tonight. So I just lost, you know, my main camera. So we're going to say goodnight, and we will see you in 2 weeks for UFC Fight Night with Gilbert Burns and Sean Brady. So good night, everybody, and we will see you next time right here on the UFC Fight Cards Podcast presented by Orange Fire Media. I'm Russ Renaud. Good night, and we'll see you next time.